Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Pastor Brooks was a mentor of mine. Who is yours today? Why spiritual mentors are important. A spiritual mentor is someone who cares about you and wants the best for you. They know that the most important thing in life is to have a personal relationship with Christ. So they encourage you to invest in this relationship. As a result, you can grow spiritually and become mature in your faith. What does God say about mentors? Mentorship is vital to Christian discipleship. Jesus mentored the 12, his own who were in the world, John 13:1, to know him and through him to know the Father and to represent God's love in the world. But even as he reminded them, servants are not greater than their master, he washed their feet. How do you ask someone to spiritually mentor you? Pray about it. Ask God to open your spiritual eyes to see a couple of people who are possibilities. One, schedule an initial conversation. Ask your potential mentor if he or she can make time for a 15 to 30 minute chat with you. Clearly describe the guidance and accountability you're seeking. Ask if they would meet with you once a month to start with. Confirm your willingness to do the necessary work and follow through. Acknowledge and respect the individual's time. Why mentors are more important now than ever. Mentors help others see themselves more clearly or discover paths they haven't appreciated. As consultant Bob Proctor says, a mentor is someone who sees more talent and ability within you than you see in yourself and helps bring it out of you. I've had that experience and wish it for all of you and everyone you lead. So who in the Bible had a mentor? The biblical figures are Abraham, a mentor to Isaac, Jacob, a mentor to Joseph, Moses, a mentor to Joshua, Elijah, a mentor to Elisha, and David, a mentor to Solomon. How a great mentor makes all of the difference. Mentors offer an outsider's perspective that is often hard to find in people you are connected with on a personal level. They won't be afraid to hurt your feelings, challenge your ideas, or create waves. Good mentors cultivate a safe space where you can talk about your biggest fear or your newest business idea. Pastor Dale was never afraid to be frank with me, even in the most sensitive of areas, but he always did it in love. So what are the 7 roles of a mentor? Teacher, sponsor, spiritual advisor, agent, role model, coach, and confidant. The mentor needs to customize each role to match the characteristics of the fellow. God always provides the wisdom. I remember many times talking and confiding in Pastor Dale, and I thought this particular scripture said much to me about my relationship with Pastor. Came out of Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 5. When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan, for I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling, and my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and pervasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. I did this so you would trust not in human wisdom, but in the power of God. I would leave you with this final scripture today about the privilege of being a mentor and being a servant. Ephesians 3:7. By God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving him by spreading this good news. Though I am the least deserving of all God's people, he graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. Services for Pastor will be next Thursday, December 8th, at Grace Family Church at our Lutz campus, 5 o'clock. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.